Jesus said, "Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." That's in Luke 14:27. What does it mean to carry our own cross? Jesus carried his cross, and he asked us to imitate him and carry our cross. In fact, he demands it, and he says, if you don't carry your own cross, you cannot be my disciple. Listen to what it meant to Jesus to take up the cross. It's found in Matthew, the 26th chapter, and the 36th verse. Then comes Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said to the disciples, "You sit here while I go and pray over yonder." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be very sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. You stay here and watch with me." And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came unto his disciples and found them asleep. And he said to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except that I drink it, your will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came unto his disciples and said unto them, "Sleep on now, take your rest. Look, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners." You see, Jesus carried the cross before he ever actually was condemned. And this is how he did it. He submitted himself to the will of God. Whatever God's will was for him, that's what he was committed to. And that's what it means to carry our cross. That is to do the will of God no matter where it leads us, what it costs us, whatever suffering it may bring. And God has promised that his grace will be with us and that we will have strength to carry that cross. But the commitment is in our soul, in our mind, to follow Jesus, to follow the will of God no matter what. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would help me do your will. I am committed to doing your will, Lord, no matter what it costs. Sometimes those are easy words to say when the cost is not great. But I am confident in your grace in my life to give me strength and the wherewithal to always do your will as long as I am committed to follow Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.